Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, pop or drop Bitcoin. Analysts decide if the Bitcoin price action will beat $30,000. Now check this out. Exactly 10 years ago today, the great Bitcoin crash of 2013, everyone who bought the dip and hodled is up 20,000%. Let that sink in. In breaking news, France has made it illegal to pay over 1,000 euros in cash. And quoting Max Kaiser, this is how you kill AI. Keep the Bitcoin hash rate going near vertical and AI will be starved of energy and wither away. Also in today's show, Bitcoin in circulation, over 50% hasn't moved in the past 2 years. So shout out to all my long-term Bitcoin hodlers. I'll be breaking down the latest analysis from Glassnode. We'll also be discussing China keeps stockpiling gold. In fact, they added 18 tons in March to reach 2,068 tons in their national reserve. We'll also be discussing Chris Bernzik unveils a massive price target for Ethereum of $10,000 and says that traders waiting for crypto capitulation will be sidelined. We'll also be discussing crypto trader Tonevays predicting a Bitcoin burst to the upside amid this ongoing boring consolidation. I'll be sharing his timeline, as well as Kathy Wood of ARK Invest agrees with Balaji's $1 million Bitcoin forecast, but proposes a different timeline. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1247. I'm your host, JV, and today is April 10th, 2023. Let's start by checking out the market watch. As you can see, we're currently pumping, which I love to see. Bitcoin up 1.6% for the day, trading at around 28,500. At the time of this recording, we have Ether up 1%, trading just under $1,900. BNB is in the green. XRP is in the green. Solana is in the green. Polkadot is in the red. Cardano is in the red. And Doge is in the red. Take that, Elon Musk. And also checking out CoinMarketCap.com. We're sitting just under 1.2 trillion with about 31 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance on the rise at 46.3% and the Ether dominance the same as yesterday at 18.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Render Token up 8%, trading at $1.36, followed by Ajax up 6%, trading just under 40 cents, followed by Conflux up 5.5%, trading just under 39 cents. And below that, we have Kava and Lido Dow. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, pretty impressive gains overall, as the majority of the alts are also in the green. We have COS up 12.3%, RNDR up 7.7%, and Ajax up 6.4%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated at 62 in and greed. Yesterday, a 61. Last week, a 63. And last month, a 33 in fear. So there you have it. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what's popping. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. I appreciate your support. Bitcoin continues to tread water at the April 10th Wall Street Open, but the crypto market participants are betting on a serious breakout next. Let's go. After a late surge took Bitcoin to its highest weekly close price since June of 2022, there is a new optimism over an attack on 30 Gs. That's right. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView shows a cool start to the macro trading week with 28.2 currently forming a focus. And as you can see at this time, we're currently above 28.5. Let's go. With formidable resistance overhead, Bitcoin has spent much of the last week in a firmly established but increasingly narrow trading range. So expecting a breakout. The longer this holds, the theory goes, the more intense the eventual breakout should be, whether up or down. Now let's check it out. Order book data plays a key role in determining the flash price moves, and the latest figures from Binance are a warning that volatility is incoming. A snapshot uploaded to Twitter by Monitoring Resource Material Indicators shows that both buy and sell side liquidity are being removed from the near spot price to lower and higher levels, respectively. This in turn gives the market room for more erratic moves within its range, increasing the potential for a more substantial trend breakout. So the $1 million question, do you feel we're likely to break out to the upside or to the downside? Let me know in the comments. Quoting him here, it is going to be an interesting week. Fire charts shows pathways to volatility are clearing in both directions. The question is, will Bitcoin pop or drop after all of this chop? The CPI and PPI reports this week could be catalysts, but so could liquidity being pulled, as we saw yesterday before the W candle close. And for popular crypto trader Credible Crypto, Bitcoin is reenacting a bullish structure from just before it broke, though its old 20,000 all-time high back in late 2020. Quoting him here, 26 to 29 today is incredibly similar in terms of price behavior to the 8 to 10,000 range from summer of that year, he argued. In a perfect world, Bitcoin would dip to around 27.5 to consolidate that area as support before a bullish surge higher, and accompanying chart illustrates, which you can see here on your screen. And also yesterday, I broke down Credible Crypto's optimistic $130,000 Bitcoin price prediction for this year in 2023. If you missed it, be sure to check it out after today's show. Now, financial information resources, Stock Money Lizards, what a great username, meanwhile, believes that the overwhelmingly likely outcome of the current range bound period is up. In his latest chart prediction, it highlighted Bitcoin making a series of higher lows while preserving the same cloud of resistance near 30 Gs. It believes will result in the bulls winning out as Bitcoin arrives at a decision point. That's right. That can take us on up above $30,000. Keeping in mind that the current height for this cycle is 29.2, which we recently hit, and it looks like we're on the cusp of breaking. Now for a throwback, exactly 10 years ago today, the great Bitcoin crash of 2013. Everyone who bought that dip and hodled is currently up over 20,000%. So keep that in mind before you think about selling your Bitcoin on the next dip. You know what I mean? Now, also breaking news, France has made it illegal to pay over 1,000 euros in cash. You cannot make this stuff up, as we're obviously converting to a cashless society run and controlled by CBDCs. And that's why we Bitcoin is the antidote to the central bank digital currencies. And Max tweeted here, this is how you kill AI. Keep the Bitcoin hash rate going near vertical. And what you're looking at is the hash rate just going parabolic. And it just recently hit yet another all-time high. He says that the AI will be starved of energy and wither away. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss that the long-term hodlers have been holding, which is a great sign that a lot of the Bitcoin supply hasn't moved in the past couple of years, as Glassnode indicates. On April 10th, crypto influencer Anthony Pompliano highlighted that 53% of the Bitcoin circulating supply has been inactive in the last 2 years. Citing data published by Glassnode, Pomp pointed out that this new all-time high for this specific metric tracked by the data platform, as he tweeted here, more than one out of every two Bitcoin in circulation has not moved in the past 2 years. We hit a new all-time high of 53% today. Let's go. And in addition, the crypto entrepreneur pointed towards other metrics such as Bitcoin, which hasn't moved for 5 to 10 years. And according to the data, almost 29% of Bitcoin circulating supply has not been moved in the last 5 years. This amounts to over 5.6 million BTC, worth around $158 billion at this time. And not only that, but around 2.6 77 million Bitcoin worth $76 billion has not been touched in the past decade. Pomp commented that these Bitcoin could potentially be lost or in the hands of the most disciplined investors in the world. You can say that again. My estimation is there's probably over 4 million Bitcoin lost and gone forever. Now, some community members believe that the data means those holding bought when Bitcoin was at the all-time high, which are now waiting for the right time to sell. On April 10, 2021, Bitcoin was trading above $60,000. That's right. And in fact, in November is when we hit the all-time high of $69,000. Now, meanwhile, the keyword Bitcoin recently topped a list of the most popular search terms in the U.S., suggesting that Americans have been curious about Bitcoin lately. The term surpassed other trending keywords such as the former U.S. President Donald Trump and American singer Elvis Presley. How is Elvis still relevant? It's 2023, insanity. But anyways, the increase in American search interest for Bitcoin follows an announcement by the U.S. Fed confirming the launch of FedNow payment system. And on March 16th, the U.S. government said that the instant payments platform will be launched in July. So there you have it. I mean, obviously, it's the escape hatch. So why wouldn't people be researching Bitcoin at a crisis like this when the bank runs are continuing day by day? But with that being shared, fam, did you know that China is hoarding mass amounts of gold and they continue to accumulate it? That's right. Check this out. China further increased the size of its gold reserves in March. According to reports from the People's Bank of China, the size of the national Chinese gold reserve increased by 18 tons in March, reaching 2,068 tons in total. The purchase marks the continuation of a five-month buying spree that the country executed starting in November of last year. I wonder what they know. The dollar is doomed is what they know. After no reports of gold purchase since 2019, the country has been consistently buying gold, having purchased 102 tons in the aforementioned five-month period. Like, whoa, the demand for gold has been strong in 2023, according to the World Gold Council, which believes that central banks will be hoarding gold this year. Not surprising to me. Now, in 2022, the same institution registered record numbers in central bank gold purchases, with central banks acquiring their highest amount of gold since 1974. The reason behind this renewed gold run has to do with the need to seek refuge and safer assets during inflationary times, like we're witnessing right now in real time. And according to economists, China might be preparing for the issuance of a gold-backed digital currency as part of the BRICS strategy to reduce dependence on the U.S. dollar. And in October, Craig Singleton, a senior fellow of the Foundation of Defense of Democracies, explained this might be the case given the high quantity of gold purchased by the nation. And more recently, the State Duma Deputy Chairman Alexander Babakov stated that such a currency might be presented at the BRICS summit in August, potentially being backed by gold and other rare earth commodities, as I've been covering here in the show. Now, for some gold price predictions, the continued demand for gold by central banks and the macroeconomic headwinds that some of the biggest world economies are facing have caused analysts to predict a rise in gold prices in the future. We have Jan, a gold market analyst, has stated that gold prices might touch the 8,000 mark in the next decade, considering an ounce of gold right now is roughly $2,000. Now, he also says the central banks start shedding foreign currency reserves and run to gold. Also, Peter Schiff, the well-known economist and Bitcoin troll known as a gold bug, has predicted the coming of the gold market, the bull market, stating that gold still has legs to keep growing and that it has caused capitulations for the Wall Street investors. So there you have it. How many of you are bullish on gold? Let me know. It's not that I'm not bullish on gold in comparison to the US dollar, as it's a great safe haven, but I'm 100 times more ecstatic and excited about Bitcoin, considering in the past 10 years, look at the gains of Bitcoin. I just showed you up over 20,000%. You cannot say the same thing about gold whatsoever. It's like slow and tiny gains. You know what I mean? But anyways, now let's discuss our next breaking story of the day, that there may be a capitulation near, but this analyst is predicting a $10,000 Ethereum price. Check it out. Venture capitalist who correctly called the November 2022 digital asset bottom says those who are waiting for a major correction will likely be left in the sidelines. Placeholder partner Chris Burnzik tells his 250,000 Twitter followers he believes the stage is set for a massive long-term Ethereum rally. According to Burnzik, he sees Ethereum rising to a new all-time high and printing gains of over 438%, quoting him here. For the haters that have been negative on ETH at $1, $10, $100, and $1,000, but refuse to let data change their views, see ya at ETH 10,000. Now, Burnzik says that ETH could hit his target in 2025. And looking at the broader crypto markets, he believes that the short-term pullbacks are possible, but he doesn't think that the asset class will witness the steep drawdowns anytime soon. Quoting him again here, sure, we'll get pullbacks, but if you're waiting for the mega liquidation-based capitulations like that, you're going to be waiting till after the next expansion. He also says the crypto markets are likely poised for a rally. Quoting him again, loving how few people are bullish at the moment. 2022 trauma runs deep. See you higher sellers and m'ladies, if I'm pronouncing that right. And for the recent enforcement action against the big players of the space like Binance, Burnzik says the headlines are giving crypto free exposure. As he shares here, the crackdown on crypto while CBDCs get near prime time. It's not a coincidence, but anti-fragile systems will persist and flourish. So we can thank Uncle Sam for the free marketing. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his $10,000 Ethereum price prediction by 2025, which is typically the cycle of the 4-year cycle where we hit the peak, right? I'm anticipating a $300,000 Bitcoin price, but just saying. Now let's discuss Tone Vase's Bitcoin burst prediction here in the short term. Then we'll discuss Cathie Wood regarding her timeline for the $1 million prediction that Balaji recently made. He bet $2 million that the Bitcoin price would hit $1 million per coin by June 17th, but naturally Cathie Wood has a different timeline, though she agrees with that target price, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So shout out to Tone Vase. The widely followed crypto analyst says he expects Bitcoin's current period of low volatility consolidation to resolve in a strong breakout rally. Send it. In a new video update, Tone Vase tells his 100,000 YouTube subs that even though the King Crypto is in the middle of a boring consolidation phase, it's flashing signs that point towards an upcoming burst to the upside. And according to Vase, it's the key moving averages on the weekly chart, which are now acting as support for the King Crypto. Quoting him here, this consolidation is really boring, but it is bullish. The moving averages are continuing to separate. The 50-week moving average continues to drop while the 200-week is slowly rising. It will continue to be rising because the new candles are above it. Vase says he expects Bitcoin to flash a golden cross on the weekly chart as the 20-week moving average looks primed to pass above the 50-week moving average. In a technical analysis, a golden cross takes place when a short-term moving average, such as the 20-week moving average, crosses above the long-term moving average, such as the 50-week moving average. Traders keep a close watch on the golden crosses as it can indicate that the asset is in an uptrend. Vase also says that Bitcoin's Lucid SARS, a directional trend indicator, looks good. All in all, the veteran trader believes that Bitcoin is likely to break out of its consolidation within 2 weeks, as he reveals here. In a few days, we're going to have another crossover between the 20-week and the 50-week, and the Lucid SARs are looking really nice, so still bullish. Our allocation, we're still 100% bullish in the market. Nothing here is scaring us yet. I think in the next week or week after, we're going to start to go up again. So there you have it. And to watch this video he did entitled, Who's Ready for One More Swing Up?, check the show notes below the video in the description. And let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst, Tone Vase. And now for the moment you've all been waiting for, let's discuss this $1 million price prediction as per Balaji and Cathie Wood. Check it out. ARK Investment Management CEO Cathie Wood agrees with the Coinbase Global Inc.'s former CTO, Chief Technology Officer Balaji's bullish forecast for Bitcoin, but proposes a different timeline. Now, what happened in a Friday episode of the ARK Invest Pod? Balaji reiterated his bold prediction that Bitcoin would reach $1 million in the next 90 days, with the cutoff date being June 17th, just FYI, that's less than 90 days away, citing the current regional banking crisis that he believes will destabilize the dollar and force the Federal Reserve to print more money. Now, while Wood had a slight disagreement with Balaji about the trigger of the rise of Bitcoin and the time horizon, she still remains very positive about the digital asset. Quoting her here, we are very positive about Bitcoin as well, but your forecast was in the context of hyperinflation associated with fiat currencies. Our optimism is more of a function of fears of deflation and counterparty risks. Both of those should accrue to Bitcoin's benefits, said Wood on the podcast. Wood agrees that Balaji's overall sentiments and Bitcoin's value proposition, but she believes the hyperinflation that Balaji predicts will take longer than 90 days to materialize. In fact, Wood's $1 million Bitcoin prediction model has a 10-year timeline, which is a distinctly different assessment than the prediction, obviously, made by Balaji. Wood believes that the Federal Reserve and banks have made two major mistakes amid the pandemic. The two big mistakes that banks have made is that the interest rates would stay low for a very long time because the Fed told them that during COVID. The second mistake was to assume that deposits would not leave the system. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this $1 million price prediction by Balaji by June 17th. Or do you agree more with Kathy Wood that, yeah, $1 million is inevitable for the king crypto, but it's more likely to occur by the year 2030? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And a reminder, yesterday's episode, again, I shared a very optimistic price target for this year of $130,000 per coin by Credible Crypto. We also discussed Tim Draper's prediction of $250,000 still in fruition for this year. You got Max calling for new all-time high at above 220,000. So things can still be very optimistic. I think a lot of the bulls got caught off guard last year with, you know, massive collapses from major exchanges. This is FTX and Alameda Research, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, the wounds are still deep and the conflict is deep. But at the end of the day, Bitcoin is on its own vector. With the instability of the US dollar and the banking system, people are moving obviously to safe haven assets. I show you mass tons of gold is being hoarded by the, you know, People's Bank of China, etc. So we all know the dollar is doomed. It's only a matter of time. And what better hedge than Bitcoin? You know what I mean? Let me know if you guys agree or disagree in the comments below. And when do you feel we'll likely break $30,000, that strong resistance? Because once we break that, who knows? We could head on up to 40, 50, maybe even revisit the current all-time highs of 69,000. Do you think we're likely to break that all-time high this year? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.